tall order. And he's going to be talking mostly about his accomplishments and his agenda. But he's going to have to make the case for his leadership if he intends to run again for re-election at the age of 80. Again, that's going to be a tall order. Tonight, the State of the Union address is at 8 o'clock Central Time. And you can watch it on any local TV station, of course. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, coming up. Coming at you, I've got Bible Jeopardy. But first, we're going to take 15 minutes to pause for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We'll be back with more of the music that matters.
The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join him as he preaches and teaches the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
How to walk in victory. A lot of people struggle day after day in defeat. Day after day losing the battle, walking in sadness, walking in loss, walking in sickness. Day after day looking for victory, but finding only the bitterness of defeat. My question to you this morning is, do you want to get out of defeat? Do you want to move into victory? If you're tired of being lost and wandering and searching and stumbling in the dark, if you're tired of all of that, today, let's talk about how to walk in victory. My text today is the book of James, the 4th chapter, the 7th verse. James 4:7. It's a short one, but one of the most powerful messages written in this book. If you have your Bibles with you, please stand with me and read. If you don't have your Bibles today, please stand for the reading of the Word. James, 4th chapter, 7th verse. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Whew. Let me just say that one again. Submit yourselves to God.
Yes.
Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Thank you. You may be seated. You got to run to God and run from the devil. Jesus' brother now, one of his disciples, but his brother, that close to him, wrote to the Christians in those few years after Jesus' crucifixion, because those Christians weren't living a holy life. They weren't living a successful life. So James wrote to them to get them back on track. And this is what he wrote to them. James 4:7, powerful, blockbuster paragraph in just these two short sentences. Jesus delivers a message of deliverance, a message of victory, and of how to overcome the toils and snares of daily life. His message was simple, but his message was life-changing. James said, submit to God. He said, submit to our Lord and Master. Brothers and sisters, one of the hardest things to do in life is to submit. Submission is often seen as an indication of weakness. But submission to God is a sign of strength. And it's a sign of wisdom. Submission requires a breakdown of your pride. That I am this, I am that, I can't do this. You have to get away from the I and get away to Him. Get away to Jesus. So just remember, humility. I can't say that word often enough. You must submit yourself in humility to God. What James is saying is that we must yield ourselves to the will, to the authority, to the opinion, to the desires of our Lord and Master. Yes, yes. Let me give you an example. Today, a young person raises his hand, volunteers to go into the army. When he raises his hand, he submits himself to the orders, to the authority, to the rules of the army. Well, it's the same thing when you join the army of God. You have to submit yourself. Secondarily, you're not number one anymore. God's number one. You submit yourselves to the will and to the authority of our Lord and Master. When you commit to God, you must also submit to God. The submission that James is talking about in 4:7, that submission takes you to the victory that you want. And remember that submission requires humility. Total surrender to God. Lord, it belongs to you. I belong to you. All that I am, all that I have is yours, Lord. James summed it all up. I like the way he wrote it. One time he said, James talking about himself now. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ lives in me. It is impossible to submit to God without that humility. If you think you can make all your decisions yourself, if you think you know it all, if you think you've got it all together, I'm happy for you. But if problems and confusion still plague your life, if sickness infects your family, if the school system or the court system haunts you, then now is the time to put yourself and your family into the hands of the Lord. Put yourself and your family under the control of God, under God's authority. All you have to do is make the choice to place yourself and your family under God's authority. It's that simple. It's that easy. Now, right now is the time to submit yourself to God. To obey Him, to give yourself over to His control. Yes. Right now, you can submit to God and walk to victory. Yes. In order to submit to God, there are two things that we have to do. We have to realize two things. First, we have to realize how much God truly does love us. Remember, God sent His Son to save us. He sent His Son to be tortured, crucified, for one reason, and that is to pave the highway for us to get to heaven. Now, if he truly loves us that much, he wants us to succeed here on earth, but he also wants us to be with him there in heaven. So the first thing to do is remember how much God really loves us and wants us to succeed. The second thing that we have to realize is that his way is more successful than our way. Isn't that easy? Let me explain what I'm talking about. The Lord set up a system. He set up some rules. All we have to do is follow his system. If we obey his rules, everything's going to work out fine. Remember that time in the Garden of Eden? The Lord said to Adam and Eve, look, everything that you need is right here. Everything that you want, right here. See that tree over there? Don't eat the fruit of that tree. Everything else here is yours. That, just leave that tree alone. Well, that system worked to perfection until Eve did not obey. Eve did not submit herself to the rules and the authority of our Lord. And when they didn't submit, the whole thing came crashing down. So, right now, the question is, what's happening in your life? Is your life working? Is your life successful? Are you leading your family to success? The problems of poverty, of illness, of unemployment, of failed relationships, sickness, pain, tears, all of these problems are not part of God's intentions for us. He loves us. So, I ask you, is your life working? Are you and your family happy and successful and everything going right for you? Did God give you, like he gave Adam and Eve, everything that you want and everything that you need? To those few of you who have everything worked out just fine, I'm happy for you. But for the rest of us, and I want you to just sit back for a minute while I talk to the rest of us sinners, we must obey God. We must submit ourselves to God, ourselves and our families, and it's going to work out fine. Now, James didn't stop after he advised us to submit to God. As powerful as that line is, he added one more line to his roadmap to victory. He had one more little line, one more little piece. He said, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Yeah. It's a two-part roadmap. Submit to God and resist the devil. If we do those two things. Now, this part is easy to understand, resist the devil. But it's not easy to do. The reason it's so hard to do is because the devil, resisting the devil means resisting temptation. And you already know how hard that is. It means if you're a teenager and you're hanging out with your homies and somebody lights up a marijuana cigarette, you're not supposed to smoke it. And you're not supposed to stand there while the rest of them are doing it.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast. Let's begin that celebration of the outreach ministry with